You have found the Business Broker Growth Show with your host, Jason Cutter. This is the podcast for brokers who are ready to stop hoping for deals and start growing their pipeline. Our goal is to bring you strategies, stories, and insights that will be a catalyst to move you quickly from transactional deal makers to trusted advisors. Time for Business Broker Growth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is the after show, post show. I've got John Martinka here with me from Nokomis Advisors. So glad you're here, John. You're still on the recording. We just finished up the main session. How are you feeling about that first part of the conversation?
Went great.
Good.
Went really good.
I'm excited. It was so much value. I took a ton of notes. It's always helpful. I love all of this and learning from it. And this is the fun part of treat this the after show. The cameras are off. The lights are off. We're just chatting. Just want to find out some insight, even though the lights and the cameras are still on. So let's dive into it. I just love to hear some extra things outside of the main conversation we had. The first one, because you've been doing this for a while, and so you also, you know, leading the brokerage, you're looking ahead, you're thinking about what's coming next. What do you think brokers and intermediaries will need to survive in 2030?
What I think they're going to need is not much different than what they need now. And it's really good people skills to build relationships, because you can talk about technology and AI, and that can help in back office. It can help in marketing, but it is still a relationship business. People are going to hire someone because we like them first. And then if we don't like them, we don't care what their credentials are. Yeah. And it's the same thing happens when you're dealing with someone on the other side of the table. If they don't like and trust you, they're going to walk away.
Makes sense. Which I know that the with the second question, I kind of already know what your thoughts are on this, but it goes into the second one, which is what's the biggest tech shift, the number one tech shift you see coming to M&A, which is interesting to think about, like your number one strategy for surviving. It's the same then as it is now, which is the people skills. What do you see coming to M&A on the tech side?
Well, I think it's going to be the use of AI.
Okay.
And you know, AI can't find you prospective clients. It can't put a deal together, but it can help on the marketing side. It can, most people can figure out when something's written by AI.
Yeah.
And yet we used it 2 years ago. we put into ChatGPT to write an ad for a certain kind of business, and they wrote the ad, and it was great. Once I took out all the 1960s used car salesmen, act now. You may not get this deal if you don't move fast.
Yeah, I love it.
And what's got better responses?
And what's interesting, and this is where the tech, and things like AI is so valuable, is that unless you're a copywriter, it's tough to start with a blank page and know what to say. I find it's easy to use AI as the starting point to look at it and then edit. But it's a great, like, oh, I wouldn't have thought of saying something that way or putting it that way. You can also, and a couple of years ago is different than now. Now, especially with like ChatGPT, you can do a lot of work with the prompts and teach it to not be terrible and salesy and over the top. Like there's a lot of like ways you can just train it. So yeah, I think that the AI, right, in doing the things that the technology is meant to do, to leave, like you said, number one, which is all about people skills and relationship building. So in this year, 2025, so we're, October, late October, as we're recording this, what's one of the biggest lessons you've learned this year so far?
There are certain things outside of our control. Once again, tariffs, just like COVID, just like the real estate collapse, subprime collapse in 08, 09, they always seem to come up. And this has been one of the shortest ones, but COVID threw a wrench into a lot of gears out there in my world and a lot of other worlds.
Yeah.
And then people realize, well, they're not that bad, or they said we're going to have 40% tariffs, but they're really only 4% and da, 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 da. So,
yeah. Yeah. I think it's important, right? And being prepared, being able to adjust and pivot also helps if you've been around long enough, whether it's in, M&A or not, but around long enough to know that these things happen and kind of be able to have the ability to adjust. Yeah. So given that, when we look at next year, so let's say 2026, what are you excited most about doing next year with the business, with your business?
I think what we've been going through the last couple of months and into the end of this year is going to continue with more and more activity. We're getting a lot of referrals, good referrals. It doesn't mean things are going to go fast because everyone is moving slower these days. All these events I mentioned have, you know, over the last 17 years now have you know, just created more of an awareness to be thorough, be thorough buyers and banks on businesses, sellers on the making sure it's the right buyer, all of that.
Yeah. Makes sense. So that's exciting. And I'm excited to see that for you. I know that you put in a lot of work, like we talked about in the main show, you know, 25, 30, 33% of the time spent on marketing. You have five books out there. You're doing a lot of stuff in the marketing bucket and relationship building, like everything under that. And so that's exciting to hear that it's picking up. And then, you know, obviously we'll just keep continuing as you keep planting those seeds in the ground and nurturing them and nourishing them so that they produce. Last question, this is always my favorite one, is if you could wave a magic wand and have one marketing strategy implemented automatically, what would it be?
If you're listening to this and thinking, I want this level of authority, I just don't have the time to build it, that's exactly what Business Broker Growth does for you. Most brokers know that they need consistent content, better positioning, and real digital visibility. They just don't have the bandwidth to create it or the systems to keep it going. And that's what we build for you. The content engine, the visibility strategy, and authority signals, everything you need that we've talked about here. So if you want this impact without adding another full-time job to your plate, go to businessbrokergrowth.com to learn more about what it would look like for your business. Now back to the episode.
One marketing strategy.
For the guy who says always be marketing, if you could have one thing that you're doing, you're just like, oh, if this could be done automatically, this would be amazing. I know it's a tough one.
Yeah. And I know there are companies that do what I'm going to say, and I'm not sure how effective they are. But I would say if there was one thing, it would be have an outreach program to owners that just happened. Of course, they still have to, even with algorithms and AI, someone still has to push the buttons.
Yeah. Yeah. But so having that done automatically.
If you could say automatic, you know, 80% of it could be automatic instead of putting in time. Because I know investment banks that still do outreach with letters and emails and things, and they get clients, but it is labor intensive. If you could reduce that labor.
Yeah. Okay. I'll work on that. Yes, those things are definitely out there. And the question of how well does it work? It's tough too, because if everyone does it, then it's just come so noisy that no one's paying attention to it. And so it's also about differentiation, which is important.
It's just like emails. Yeah. How many emails do you get in a day? I get so many, and there's a lot of delete, block sender, delete.
Block sender, delete. That's it. Well, and if we think about it, it's like anything. When we got our first emails, if you remember, anytime you checked it and there was nothing there, then you check and you had one and it was amazing. It was like, you know, when you check the mail and it was exciting, and then you realized it became mostly bills and ads and stuff. Same thing with our phone now. Every time it rings, I'm pretty sure it's not somebody I want to talk to, right? Like if it is, they're probably already in my list, but otherwise I'm guessing it's spam or junk or something like that, telemarketing.
Yeah, someone selling insurance or wanting to buy your house or something like that.
Something, right? And then same thing with text. Like now it's text pop up and it's like, you know, spam kind of scam stuff that pops up. And, you know, it's just, so then how do you get through that barrier? Obviously, that's something to always work on. But yeah, that's great about that being an idea for the automatic side. Well, John, I appreciate you being here on the post show, on the after show, the Business Broker Growth Show, for you being a part of this first season. For people who want to connect with you, find out more of what you're doing, get in touch with you, the links will be in the show notes. I referenced them on the first show. If you haven't watched or listened to the first episode, make sure you do it. But you can find John Martinka on LinkedIn. He's pretty active there. Company website is nokomisadvisory.com. Then you can also email him at john@johnmartinka.com. Again, John, thank you for your time, the wisdom, always focusing on doing great things. I appreciate you being here once again.
All right. It was good to be able to help your audience.
Thank you so much. And for everyone tuning in, we'll see you next time. And until then, remember to stop hoping for deals and start growing your pipeline.
Thanks for tuning in to the Business Broker Growth Show, hosted by Jason Cutter. If today's episode helped you think differently about how to build your pipeline and grow your business, share it with another broker who's ready to make the shift from hoping for listings to engineering them. Join us again for the next episode of the Business Broker Growth Show, where brokers become trusted advisors.